and leisure travel has fallen off a cliff. Everyone in the industry is struggling, and you wonder what sort of shake-up looms for the hotel sector. Let's talk to Mark Washberger, who is the managing director, the founder of the Capital Hotels and Apartments. Have you managed to keep all of your properties open and operating, Mark?
All open and operating, Bruce. We've got to keep them open to keep our staff going.
And what sort of occupancies are you managing to achieve right now?
So we measure our occupancies daily. We have a competitor set called STR Global, which measures how the hotels in our different sectors are operating. And unfortunately, we've seen in January occupancies crashing in our sector down to sometimes under 10%. I mean, we're talking about 12, 10% in January between the alcohol ban and obviously no business travel rearing the heads out. We, on the other hand, are trading at around the 45, 50% mark, maybe at a little bit lower rates than normal, but keeping our heads above water at least.
I mean, and when it comes to rates, I mean, are you finding that it's actually, is it a race to the bottom at the moment, or is everybody kind of being sensible in terms of maintaining a sustainable level of rate to encourage custom, but not cut each other's throats?
Unfortunately, the price war was inevitable. If you think just about the amount of stock that's on the market, there is always going to be a price war in the markets. When there's low demand, the supply takes over. Luckily now, well, I say luckily for us, but unfortunately for the industry, it's absolute turmoil. There's a lot of hotels that have to close. So there is some supply coming off the market with closures at the moment into this alcohol ban. And I say into the alcohol ban, that's actually the biggest issue at the moment, is that hotels that were attracting any kind of leisure market are no longer attracting that market because business has not been existent really since March, you might say.
But, I mean, the way you've structured the Capital Hotels is, you know, you arrive in reception and invariably there used to be a party happening at the other side of the building, and you could hear there was a vibe, there was fun, there was stuff going on, and that became attractive. So you've got multiple revenue sources, you've got dinners going, you've got drinks going, your parties going, and then you've got the rooms and then, you know, the conferencing and stuff, which has also fallen off a cliff. So really what's keeping you going at the moment is 40 to 50% hotel occupancy only without much fun stuff happening on the outside.
Yeah, correct. Our kind of differentiator in the market has always been our apartments. So our ability to pivot into apartment rentals, some longer stays, kept the room occupancy alive. But we had a campaign called Turn It Up, Live It Up, which was launched in August of this year, of 2020. And really successfully received, where we see a lot of people coming out of the first wave lockdown and saying they wanted to live life and they did want to get out, and no question about it, the alcohol did play an important part. And that came crashing to an end on 26 December when we went into the second lockdown and into the second wave. Where we at now is our apartments still continue to be leased. They still continue to be occupied on that basis, but definitely a price war out there, and really business not coming back and leisure not really keen to get out there without the alcohol restrictions allowing.
When we look at, I mean, South Africa, the World Cup 2010, there was this massive expansion, there was huge overcapacity, but gradually I think we were getting to a point where that capacity was being filled. And this takes us all the way back to, I suppose, 2010 levels, where there's just too much capacity and too few people wanting to stay in accommodation right now.
Yeah, it's like deja vu, you know, and that's how our business was founded. Our business was founded out of the opportunities that came out of the overhang of the 2010 World Cup. You had an absolute oversupply of hotels that were built specifically for the World Cup. And when the World Cup left town, there was just this excess supply of room stock, limited demand, and prices came crashing down. But in a way, that's where the opportunities lie, and that's where we've repositioned ourselves. We've firstly pivoted ourselves to be able to run successfully during the toughest time. but secondly, to be able to take advantage of the inevitable opportunities that come out of, you know, bank repossessions, out of the turmoil that exists, layoffs. We've never had such a pipeline of talent that's applied to our business, knowing that, you know, they're been laid off out of their existing businesses.
I mean, one doesn't want to dance on the graves of hopes and dreams and aspirations, but it is the nature of business cycles that there are good times and there are incredibly bad times. And we're going through an incredibly bad time from which those that survive may emerge stronger. Do you see yourselves in that category this time around as well?
Look, we've positioned ourselves for that. But Bruce, even us, we can't go indefinitely. The second wave was inevitable. We always knew it was coming. We thought it would be April, and it's been in December, January, which I think is a blessing, quite frankly, because it was always going to be a tough January anyway. It just is always a hard January as you come back from holiday and you're trying to get business and corporate to come back, and they don't come back quickly. So I would rather have had that turmoil now than later. And we prepped for the second wave. But the problem that we've got is I think we'll go down the second wave, and I think March will be good. I think we'll be through the second wave of COVID based on the trajectory that we've seen from the Eastern Cape and Western Cape. South 10 KZN are also projecting downward now. But unfortunately, before vaccine comes, I think there'll be a third wave into winter season. So even we can't go indefinitely. You know, we need this vaccine to come soon. We need the hotel sector to get back on its feet. We need tourism to have the external foreign audience that just is non-existent at the moment, and thus creating the price war. So we have a double hit with occupancy and low rates at the same time. Not very easy to survive that at all.
Thanks for chatting to us this evening, Mark Washberger, who is the managing director, the founder of The Capital Hotels and Apartments. Yeah, and every crisis is an opportunity if you survive long enough.